We are on Daf Mem Tesamad Aleph. We're going to start the new sugi, even though there is a couple of points from yesterday, but we'll start a new sugi now. That is this whole idea that the Gemara brings up on Daf Mem Tesamad Aleph regarding the malchus that we say or don't say in benching. So it starts really with the Gemara at the two dots. Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Atova HaMeitev Tzricha Malchus. And Atova HaMeitev requires Malchus. So my Kamash Olan, what's the Chiddush? Kol Bracha Shein Ba Malchus, Lo Shema Bracha. I mean, everyone knows that you need Malchus in a Bracha. Bracha Ta Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You need Melech HaOlam. Of course you need Malchus in a Bracha. No. And V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chalazimna. So Amar Rabbi Zera, Lomar, Shetzricha Shtei Malchus. So the Gemara qualifies and says, no, Shad is that you need Shtei Malchios in Atova HaMeitev. Ah, says the Gemara, Chada Dita, V'chada Deboni Yerushalayim. One, because it itself requires Malchus. Two, because of the Malchus that's not in Boni Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, well, Yihachi Nibai Itlas. Right? Chada Dita. Chada Deboni Yerushalayim, the one that's missing from Boni Yerushalayim. V'chada Deberchas Aretz, the one that's missing in Berchas Aretz, in El Aretz V'Lamazon. So, Mamanashach, if you're going to make up for both brachos 2 and 3. If you're not making up, so then why are we making up for any of them? Ella says, the Gemara, Berchos Haaretz, my time alo. Shum dehavila brachas mukhala chavrta. Berchos Haaretz, what's the reason? My time alo, mishum dehavila brachas mukhala chavrta. Because it's a brachas mukhala chavrta, therefore you don't have malchus. Right? Like, what's going on here? Again, the Maman of Shach is loud and clear. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, what didn't the Filbon Yishalayim Nami Loibayir? Ela Aydi Damar Malchus, right? We're saying now, that Filbon Yishalayim Nami Loibayir, Ela Aydi Damar Malchus, based David, La Baruch Ara, Delo Amar Malchus Shemayim. The fact is that you don't need malchus because it's a brachas mukhal chavrta. No da rachim are legitimate beginnings to the bracha. Of course, you don't need to start malchus. It's a smukhal chavrta. But because you mention in rachim malchus beistaveh, which we said you must mention, lav orach ara d'lo amar malchus shemayim. It's not appropriate. It's not appropriate to have a reference, a special reference to Malchus based David, and not have a special reference here of Malchus Shemayim. And therefore, we have to reference Malchus Shemayim, and we reference it as a makeup in the next bracha, which is in the fourth bracha. Rav Papa Amar, Hachicha Amar. Rav Papa says, no, this is Pshat. Tzricha Shtei Malchus, meaning Lebar Medida. Aside from the Malchus of Hatov HaMeitev, which obviously starts Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you must have two more Malchios mentioned. And in fact, as you'll notice, that's how we paskin, right? That's what we say in our benching, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu, ... And then we say again, HaMelech Hatov VaHaMeitev Lakol. So in fact, we paskin like Rav Papa, that you need Shtei Malchios, Labar Medida. That's how we pass it. Okay. Aside from it itself, meaning Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that there's a reference to Malchus in the beginning of that bracha. Okay? So this is the Gemara. Now, let's look at Rashi. Let's fill out Rashi. Rashi says, Lav Orach Ara. So this is Rashi. Delomar Malchus Shemayim, Beboni Yishlayim, Hilkach Mahadu Lava Atov HaMeitev. Shtei Malchios, Kigon Avinu Malkeinu, Adreinu Boreinu, Golinu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov, Reinu Rei Yisrael, Malach HaTov HaMeitev Lakol. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Now, here comes the issue. Tosos begins by questioning, and this Tosos is, I'll be honest, is a bit of a hard read. It's just not clear where he's going with it all. Says Tosos, Lo Mesh Tzvicha Beis Malchios Bar Medida, Chada Deboni Yushalayim, Delab Orech Ara. Says Tosos, the first one is Bone Yerushalayim, the Lav Orachara. Okay, so that's why you have to have a makeup for that, because it's not appropriate to not say it. Vegam ba, okay, and there's a bunch of gersos here, or uva, en yichol lomar machos, tahasimuchahi. Okay, interesting way of saying it. Tosa says that in that bracha, you'll tell me, say malchus. No, can't say malchus. It's smuchi. Okay. Omer ba'atova metav. And therefore, instead, you say it in hatova metav. V'hoel v'amar ba'malchus deboni Yushalayim. And since you're saying in it malchus deboni Yushalayim, delav orach ara v'chulei. Since you're making up and you're saying inside Atova Meita the Malchus of Bon Yerushalayim because it's Lava Orach Ara, Amar Nami the Berchus Haaretz Afal Pishi Smucha L'Chaverta. What we do, this is again Rav Papa Tzricha Beis Malchios, Tosfos is explaining Rav Papa. So because we need to make up for Bon Yerushalayim because of the idea the Gemara already said, we also make up for Berchus Haaretz even though it's smucha l'chaverta. Okay, and again, the gersos are a little bit confusing here. We have it. It's hoel v'lo niskenu b'zeh achar zeh. That's the way we have it. On the side, he brings down another way of reading Tosos based on other Tosos. V'ri pirish d'hoel v'lo niskenu. And he quotes, I don't know if you have that on your side. Do you have that, Haggah, here? He says, V'chein egiyah b'sefer chodesh ha'aviv shehu tiretz b'fnei atzma. I don't know if you have that. I have it here in my Oz V'hadar. Again, I have it in my Oz V'hadar and Oz Yud, that there are those who have this Haggah and Girsa, or Haggah in Tosos. I think that reads much smoother. Okay, do you see that? Meaning, that Tosos is giving us two answers why we have two extra malchios in Atova Hameita. Okay? So, says Tosos that the first point he's saying that we have malchus of malchus shemayim that belonged in the third bracha, in the fourth bracha. You couldn't put it in the third bracha, we put it in the fourth bracha. And now, why do we have a third malchus? Because the way Tosu says it, Hoel v'amar b'malchus, the bone of Yushalayim, so amar nami the berchas ha'aretz. Right? You also throw in a third malchus for berchas ha'aretz. According to this other girsa that we have on the side, now all of a sudden we have v'ri pirish, d'hol v'lo nisku, now let's read, b'zeh achar zeh, or ke'achat, d'yeshua tikin berchas ha'aretz, u'moshe tikin berchas hazan, mishum hachi nakat, or on the side again, tekinu malchus, t'lo havas muchas, u'miu anan, hol v'nisku, now let's say there ain't on the poskim b'barach. Okay, so the way I understand this girsa and this explanation of Tosos, it sounds like both Noda and I assume even Rachim are not really completely brachos hasmuchos l'chaverta. Right? Is that how you learned it?
They're not completely.
They are, but they aren't. And it's confusing. Why are they not fully brachos hasmuchos l'chaverta? Because look how it was constructed. We know the Gemara says, we learned the Gemara together, that Yeshua, Moshe was Misakin Hazan when? When was he Misakin Hazan? When the man came down. Moshe was Misakin Hazan when the man came down. How many years later was Yeshua Misakin Noda? 40 years later. How many years after that was David / Shlomo Misakin Rachim?
hundreds of years.
Says Tosos, again, according to this reading, what shaychus do these brachas have to one another? And you'd imagine that in its original form,
it wouldn't have had the other one, which means it couldn't have been summoned, it would have been open.
Right. And therefore, you'd imagine that they should have started Barakat HaShem. Now, it had been organized and reorganized and put in together in one unit of what we call Berachas HaMazon. But this is the way I understand Tosos. It's a little tricky. It doesn't read well. Tosos is trying to say, listen, Lamaisa, we don't start Noda with Baruch. And we don't start Rachim with Baruch. Lamaisa. Why? Because the way we have it organized, it goes, it flows. But it sort of should have had Baruch because look at the way it was constructed. The way I understand Tosos as a second alternative answer to the question why we have three Malchios in Hatov HaMeitiv, one for itself and one almost like a makeup for Noda and Rachel. That's the way I understand it. It's not a beautiful, perfect reading, but that's the way I understand it. Umiyu ends in anan ho v'niskenu al seder in anu poskim b'baruch. Okay. Then he writes, V'yesh enog lomar b'bonei Yerushalayim malchus. And he does recognize that there are those who are poseach bonei Yerushalayim. I'm sorry, who say in bonei Yerushalayim baruch. Okay. I ask you to see the Rashba. The Rashba certainly reads better, but gets into a couple other points here in the sugya. What does the Rashba say here? So the Rashba, you have it in front of you. The Rashba says, "V'idi de'amar malchus beis David la'vorach arad la'amar malchus shemayim uvid pirish uvididei lo efsher la'ad kure malchus shemayim." Why? Mishum da'havi bracha or mishum da'havi smucha lechavrata. The chol shesmucha eino posachas ve'eino maskir b'malchus. Umikan she'en anu omer she'en omer malchus cha malchus beis David mishichacha ela hakein malchus beis David. Chenami mashu demad damar ba avinu malkenu reenu taz have biyado da avinu malkenu chashav nami malchus sheichad mahani demet karina ba tov amitim nami have kelavinu malkenu vechashvina leaskar as malchus. What's the Rashba sheet? The Rashba seems to say pretty emphatically, Jonathan, that you cannot say Malchus in Bona Yerushalayim. Why? Very simple. Nu, what does he say? Bracha smuch l'chavrata. And says the Rashba, bracha smuch l'chavrata, you cannot say Malchus. That's what he says. And therefore, he does not like the girsa that some have in Bona Yerushalayim, where some people say, Malchuscha, Malchus beis David mishichacha. He doesn't like that. Because Malchus, even just that one word, is considered Malchus. And it's considered a violation, according to the Rashba, of this din of saying Malchus in a bracha smuch l'chavrata. Ad kan so far, the mahalach of the Rashba. There's a major problem with the Rashba's mahalach, which is noted by the Rashba himself. Okay? And I think you can pile on many more questions, Sammy, to this Rashba's kasha. What does the Rashba say? One second, he says. He says, in many, many brachos, we have in Shemona Esrei, he references even Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and in general in Shemona Esrei, in different places, and in other places in Davening, in Berachas Kriya Shema, Emes Ve'emunah, in many other places, we have Malchios in there. And I'll just read to you, just in case you doubted the Rashba. Go through your Shemona Esrei, and almost every bracha has a reference beyond, right? It has Malchus. Tagi Bor, what do we say? Micha Mocha Balag Vros Mida Malach, no?
Melach.
Right? There you go.
Melach.
Go to, okay, okay.
No, I'm just saying that he dafka said that.
Okay. Hashivenu, what do we say? Shivenu Avinu Sarasecha, I'm not sure. Vikarvenu Malkenu. Again. We say. We say in. We say in Slachlanu Mechalanu Malkenu. We say in Rifa'enu Kikel Melech Rofe Naman. Right, keep going. We say in Tekav Shofar. We say in Hashivenu Avinu Sarasecha Umulocha Leinu.
says Malchus.
Okay, there he does mention that. We say in.
That's the last one he mentions.
We say in Shema Kolenu, Mufanacha Malkenu. Mufanacha Malkenu. Right? I mean, it's almost hard to go two brachos without saying Malkenu. In Shemona Esrei. And then look at other brachos. I mean, Malkenu, Melech, it's everywhere. But according to the Rajba, it's not allowed to be. For the Rajba, you're not allowed to say Malkenu in a bracha smucha
l'chavrta. Then what about the whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah tefillah?
He mentions Rosh Hashanah tefillahs, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Like, so, of course, he says, right? Well, of course. Kedushas Hashem chosim b'yam v'shevein Rosh Hashanah v'yam kippur ha-melech ha-kadosh. Right? And of course we talk about Malchus all over the place. So what do you say? How could it be? And what does he end? Hadavar tzarech talmud. He doesn't answer the question. I don't know how you would answer the question. How do you answer such a question? I mean, it goes against everything we do. Everything. It's a bomb kasha. I asked you to see the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef does actually end up quoting the scriptures, but he puts together a couple other Rishonim and certainly addresses this question. The Beis Yosef has a very different mahalach in why you can't say Malchus in Bona Yerushalayim, right? So we'll just focus for a moment on those few lines for now. Skip to where he writes, this is in Kuf Peichas, to the third line, okay? In your Marmakomos, the third line. Chasav Harash, Parak Zayin Simin Chapez. Shetzricha Shtei Malchios, Chad Adida, V'chad Adibon Yishalayim. K'nifarash V'azal, Chavon Diktiknu, Lomar Malchus, Bistav Adibon Yishalayim, Roit Lahaskirba, Gamkin Malchus Shalola. Right? You should say it there. Ela Shalor Ratzu, Lahaskir Malchus Shalola, Meitzel Basar V'dam. Ulachain, Takinu, Lahaskir Malchus, Batova Meitiv. Therefore, because they felt unable to put Malchus of Basar V'dam next to Malchus of Shemayim, therefore we delay, and we say the Malchus of Shemayim in the next breath. Right? The Rosh agrees with the Rashba that you shouldn't say it. You shouldn't say it, but for a different reason. He says the reason is because it's not Orach Ara. The Gemara has Orach Ara, but here we extend it to this. It's not Orach Ara to put the two together. And he quotes other Rishonim here as well. The Rabbeinu Yonah, which is a line later, he says, they're mistaken. Why? You shouldn't compare Malchus Adar and Malchus Adishmai. However, you know, it's a concept that maybe not all of us like understand or grasp so readily. I was talking about it a little bit. You know, I see this in the following way. I think it comes up. I catch myself. You have to, you know, think or rethink before you say something. You know, I'll give you an example I mentioned earlier, but I think it's a true example. You know, you say to someone, you know, Hashem should bless you, okay? Hashem should bless you. Hashem should bless you. You know, so you say Hashem should bless you. What do you say about saying the following line? Hashem should bless you, and I'm also blessing you. But you should do well in your final. What do you say about that line? What do you say? Are you comfortable saying that line?
It doesn't make any sense. Like, we're going from, like, almost like a Mali Makodesh idea. Like, why are we just, like... I mean, there's something... Already reached the top.
So, yeah, so you're saying, there's something about it that doesn't sound right.
Seems off.
You're talking about Malchus Hashem, and you're talking about Malchus... Like, it sounds like, you know, they're both Malchus in the same sentence... Something doesn't seem appropriate, and that's what,
you know, the why is precedent with the actual
person. Okay. I would say the opposite.
Why?
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Other Abba, I think. Okay. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. So yes.
That was interesting. But I feel like throughout like every like in Shas and all over basically would say
buzzer
down like low culture game, like but we always like compare like us and we're like, oh Shem low culture game. Like, we always compare like the two of them. You know what I'm saying?
Alright, but in Rebbe's example it's
no, I know it's totally different, but I feel like at the same time sometimes do that a lot of places where you daka do it to show an emphasis.
I know what you're saying. I'm not sure it's the same point. You will use that in a like a kal v'chomer way, but not in the same sentence. That's different. Do you hear what I'm saying? Different. That's different. Saying lo kol shekhin or lo kal v'chomer is noting and noticing that they're very different. That's not what we're doing here. Malchuscha, malchus beis David. What? Like, really? If you say Malchuscha, if you say Malchus based on the Kavachon or Malchuscha, I don't know if that would make sense. Okay, but so I don't know if it's the same. Because you do, there are Gemaras that even say things like that, which you're mentioning. Now, it's interesting just to notice in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef is answering the question that we have on what the Rajba said. I mean, for the Rajba, right, the question is how come you have all these references of Melech? For the Rash, Rabbeinu Yonah, according to Beis Yosef, is that a question? Is that even a question? No, Chavra, fill in. Is it a problem to say Melech in all of these brachas of Shemona Esrei?
For the Beis Yosef, no.
Absolutely not. Why should there be a problem? It's only a problem in the third bracha because you're mentioning Malchus Beis David. There, it makes no sense to be mashvet to compare the two. But when you talk about other things, there's no problem. You can inject, you can throw in Malchus.
You can't be Masha, or you can be?
You cannot be Masha, but that's only if it's in the same bracha. If you're saying, you know, Hashiveinu Avinu Sarasav, Kareinu Malkeinu, you're not being Masha, Malchus, Shemayim to anyone.
I thought Rashba was going to talk about
one. It wasn't talking about general. No, the Rashba had all these questions in Shemona Esrei, right? So, we don't have an answer. But the Rash would have an answer because the Rash gives a different interpretation. The Rash says the reason why you shouldn't say Malchus,
this is the Rash,
Malchus Shemayim in Bar Yerushalayim is because it's not right, like we just explained, put it together. That's only when you have Malchus based David. How many places have Malchus based David? Very few. That's why in most brachos you say Malchus Hashem and it's okay. I will note that if you look carefully at the two brachos in a row, maybe the only two brachos in a row that omit Malchus Hashem and Shemona Esrei, are which two brachos? Chavra, which two brachos? Come on, you know it. Tell me, which two brachos in a row? Okay, maybe that. Well, Moshiach was an add-on.
Fine, we're saying from the original.
What did you say? I'll tell you which ones. And it makes a lot of sense according to the Rash. You know which ones? The Yerushalayim and the Tzadok. Right, we're talking about Malchus based David?
No
mention of Malchus Hashem. And that's there's no mention of Malchus Hashem in either of those two brachas, which makes a lot of sense. You can't do that. That's what the Rosh is saying. That's a riot to what he's saying. Oh. Now, there's a big question that needs to be discussed here. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, Paskins, right, you have this in your Marmon Kolma. Sarach lahaski v'bracha shlish is malchus beis David. Vein lahaski v'ashul malchus acher. V'omer malchus ko malchus beis David. Meshichach ad Torah. Shein lahashul is malchus adar and malchus ad Shemaya. Right? This is like the Rosh. V'chein lomar ba avinu malkeinu, which is like the Rosh slash beis Yosef. Hagah. Look at the Ramah. V'yesh omrim. Ta'af b'shuk k'sho omer yal v'yavo lo yisayim melech ha'amim v'rach. Now we come to a problem. Sammy Levitt, we have a major problem.
It's in parentheses, by the way.
Very good. Now we have a major problem. Look at Yalav Yava. So?
What's in parentheses?
Look at Yalav Yava. Look at Yalav Yava. I'm looking at Yalav Yava right now in Shemona Esrei. What does it say? I turned to benching. And I turn to benching, and I turn to Yalav Yava and benching, and I see in Yalav Yava and benching a line, Kikel Melech and Rachamata, and many benchers. The word Melech is in parentheses. Why is it in parentheses? You never see that?
Does the Arshul have any parentheses?
Arshul
has any parentheses.
Retention, yes, or no?
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah, of course. Right. The Arshul and many benchers have melach in benching in parentheses. This is bizarre. Whoa, is it? Do you say it or not say it? Make up your mind. It's the same day. It's Shabbos. It's Yontif. I'm sorry. It's Rosh Chodesh. You know, you should say melach or not say melach. My nafkamina, my shna, right? Benching from davening. The answer is shna v'shna, right? The Ramah says that there is an opinion that says you're not allowed to say melach in benching. Why? Because where is Yalav Yavu found in benching? Chavar, where is it found in benching? Which bracha? In the bracha of Malchus based David. The Rush just said it's not Orachara, it's not proper to put Malchus Shemayim next to Malchus based David. Says the Ramah, bringing the Shita, that you can't do that, right? But he says, I haven't seen people follow this tradition. Okay, so it's funny, right? He says it makes sense not to, but everyone seems to do it. By show of hands, who knows about their own tradition? Who says melech? Who doesn't? Who says melech? Raise your hand. That's what I do. Who doesn't say melech in benching? You don't say melech? You don't say melech? You don't say melech.
I've heard otherwise.
I say melech. Yes.
You say it.
You said
it. You say it.
I think so.
You say it. Okay.
Is there a difference between
this and Sfarad? I'm not sure if the Sfaradic ate Mizrach. I'm not.
We're
going to keep us sitting like, in this room one day.
I feel like Sfaradim.
I think probably based on the Shulchan Aruch.
I would guess they do.
Yeah. I would guess they do.
It doesn't seem like it's helping. Like you're removing
Hashem,
so you don't compare it to Malchus based
other. Well, particularly Malchus of Hashem. And Hashem, you know, whitewash Hashem.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Malchus. The notion of Malchus.
I know it's kind of like jumping the gun a little bit to the second Tosfos, but would it just be because, I mean, it's a similarity to what we haven't seen yet, but like the additional brachas, you forget like Shabbos, the others, but
yeah.
Because we don't say it all the time, like it's, you know, not actually part of the bracha, and therefore it's like, it's fine to say it.
So you're onto something. You're onto something. I asked you to see, was it the Mishnah Berurah? It begins with the Taz, and there's the Magen Avraham, but the Mishnah Berurah sort of summarizes. Right, you see the Mishnah Berurah, I think it's in Sefkat and Vav, you see it? You have that in Marmar Kolmos? But you look at the Magen Avraham, he has a line like that. Mishnah Berurah says, of a lower EC, of Achronim Kosmet Tam was that. So they explain why the tradition is not to follow this. Kevin, the Indian Bifnei Atzal Gamriu, Lo Kaptinim Vazah, for Omrim Osa Kmoshi Mesudaras Bitzfilas Vidchas. Lachain in Limchos Biara Noag and Kane. Right? So, what is he saying here? This is sort of touching on what Sandy is saying. And what is he saying? What is the Mishnah Berurah saying? Again, it's found in the Magen Avraham. I think the Taz has a line like this as well.
Other Bob.
This is the Mishnah Berurah and Sukkot and Vav. Sounds like he's saying
it. Right, it's its own thing.
Okay, it's its own thing. So here I'd like to mention the Lamdas, which every so often we touch on.
Didn't the Rav touch on this with Beirutzeh?
Yeah, I want to talk. Yeah, I want to review that Lamdas for a moment. What is that Lamdas? So the question becomes, how do you view, Jonathan, these inserts? Right? Talk about the insert of Ritzeh or Yalav Yavo. How do you view the inserts? So again, it's come up in the past. So one way to view it is that it's an integral part of benching. It's woven into the very fabric of benching. That's one way to learn these additions.
That was the Rishon.
And we mentioned that, Rob, we mentioned this idea, right? Difference between benching and even davening. Maybe we talked about it in the past. Another way to look at it is it's completely like a I don't know how to call it, like a separate add-on which just happens to be geographically located in the middle of the bracha. But it's not part of the bracha. It's a lamdas that we'll see again and again. Why am I saying that now, right? Why is that relevant to this question? Well, it is very relevant. If you say it's woven into the very fabric of Brachas HaMazon and this bracha, so then I believe what the Ramah's svar is very, very conclusive. Like, whoa, this is part of benching. you're saying inside the bracha of Malchus Beis David, you're saying Malchus Hashem. That's inappropriate. Right, Jonathan, you hear that?
If it's inappropriate
because it's in the same, literally in the same thing. But if you hold, it's completely, almost like completely separate, and it's an add-on, and it's just geographically, you know, it just happens to fall in the middle, but it's not mamish part of the bracha. Well, Sammy, if it's not part of the bracha, it's just like thrown in there as an add-on, then okay, so say Malchus.
And you deal with the rabbi.
What's the big deal?
Does Rebbe have any idea how the rabbi held? About like whether to say Malach or not?
I don't.
How is that not chesed?
Because it,
you're not right. You do Lishma Kol,
right? Right. Fair question. The Gemara brings a source, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, that you need to throw in, you know, you have to make a nod to the day, like sort of recognize, acknowledge the day. So it's a din, so it's not considered absent. We have to acknowledge the day even in our brachos. So Jonathan, you have to acknowledge, right? So you acknowledge it, right?
But here, why there, why don't you do
that? You're there. Okay. So so that's what we're saying. What?
Why there, why not after? I think it's a lot easier to just say it's really part of.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really them. It's just then add it on before the work starts or after them. The only easiest answer to say is just like, oh, it's like Shmakalim.
Right. The question's a good one. I acknowledge it. It's a good question. Non-central. Okay. Rabosai, there's another segment to this Gemara that I'd like to tackle. Let's start. Yasir Rab Zera, Achorid Rab Gida. Now, we have to keep this straight. A little confusing. Okay, Rab Zera sat behind Rav Gida. Okay, so I'm going to give an example here. Okay, so let's say I'm facing into the crowd, looking here at Sammy Haber. Yosef Rav Gida will give you a last, we'll give him a last name. Rav Gida Haber sat Kamed Rav Huna. I'm sorry, let's start back. Yosef Rav Zera Achorid Rav Gida. Rav Jonathan Zera, okay? Rav Zera Kogan, let's call it that one. Rav Zera Kogan sat behind Rav Gidol Haber. Does that make sense to you in this formation? Okay, this is what we're describing. So, Rav Jonathan Kogan slash Rav Zera Kogan sat behind Rav Gidol Haber. Yasser Rav Gidol and Rav Gidol Haber sat Kamed Rav Huna. Sat in front of Rav Huna. Okay, so Rav Huna was the rabbi. So I'm standing here. I'm giving shir, I'm talking, I'm discussing. Sammy's sitting right in front of me. Behind him is John. Okay, good? We got the whole layout here? It's going to be confusing, and there's actually questions about it coming up. Yasser Vika'amah. And he sat and he said, who's he? Who's talking now? No? It's Rav Gidol slash Rav Sammy, Rav Gidol Haber. Okay. So Rav Gidol is talking. V'kalmer, he says, "Tav lo hiskishol Shabbos on Rosh, and asher shavas l'simnuch l'am Yisrael v'avolos spritz baruch mekadesh v'shabbos." Okay, that's Rav Gidol's chiddush. So Amar Le, who's the Amar Le? Mi Amar Ami? Chadar. Mi Amar Ami? Very good. That's how Rashi learns. Mi Amar Ami? Ah, the Rabbi. Hear what Sammy said. What Rav Gidol said, and what do I say as the rabbi? I said, Ma, who said that? How do you know that? And what does Rav Gidol slash Sammy answer? What does Rav Gidol Haber say?
I heard it from
different Grisals here, but we just have Rav. He just has one word answer, Rav. Rav was the one who told me this today. Again, Hadar Yasef Amar, let's read it again. Once again, what happened? Hadar Yasef Amar, same formation. Tav lo yizkir shol yom to omer baruch shnas yom tov lam yisrael simchul zikar baruch mekadosh yisrael v'azmanin. Once again, Rav Gidol says it's chiddush if you forgot to say Alvi Abba on Yom Tov. You remember, you say Baruch Shnas and Yom Tov. Along with Yisrael Simchu Zikaron, Yehi Baruch Bekadosh Yisrael Hazman and Amar Lei Man Amra. Once again, Rav Huna, the Rebbe said, "Where's your source?" And Rav Gidol responds, "Rav, Hadar Yasev Bekamar Tav Lo Hiskesh Rosh Chodesh." Omer Baruch Shanas and Rosh Chodesh Alam Lo Yisrael is the Karam. Okay. V'lo Yadana Y Amar Basimcha Y Lo Amar Basimcha Y Chasimba Y Lo Chasimba Y Didei Derabei. Finally, we have the third din, where Rav Gidol said, if you make a mistake, you forgot Yal V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. You say Baruch Shanas and Rosh Chodesh Alam Lo Yisrael is the Karam. Okay? Now, here comes a bit tricky. It's a little bit tricky, this part. The Lo Yadana. Right? Who is the Lo Yadana here? Chava, what did Rashi say? Nu, what did Rashi say? The Lo Yadana.
John Shlita.
We're going back to Jonathan, right? Rav Zera Kogan. Lo Yadana Rav Zera Kamala. Lo Yadana Yamar Rav Gidol Yizikar L'Simcha. Yilo Amar L'Simcha. That's what Rashi learns. That who doesn't know? It's Jonathan doesn't know what Rav Gidol said, what Sammy said.
Okay?
Not that Rav Gidol doesn't know, but Jonathan doesn't know what was said. It's a little bit tricky. Rav Gidol said it. One can read this Gemara, which I believe some do, is that he wasn't sure how he heard it from Rav. Right, he wasn't sure, you know, but no, that's not the posture.
Is
this
also saying he's got a chief rabbi?
I think I'm just like giving over
ideas. Yeah, I don't think anyone's benching.
But why does it matter?
So,
we're not talking about benching. There's no live benching taking part.
Rav Zera gave it over to Rav Gidol, right?
No. Rav Gidol is one talking mainly.
Yeah.
Right? And now, according to Rashi, this last point, he's not sure how Rav Gidol said it. Did Rav Gidol say on Rosh Chodesh with Simcha, with Nah? How did he do the bracha at the end? If he did, if he didn't.
Rabbi Zera didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's a Rashi.
Rabbi Zera didn't know that, how Rav Gidol did it.
Exactly. That's a Rashi. Okay. Now, Rav Osai, let's start with Tosos. What does Tosos say here? Tosos says, Baruch Shanas and Shabbos and Simnuchim and Tomar. Why do we start Baruch Shanas and Shabbos Aslam Menucha? No, Arya, why does it start that way? Right? It's a bracha smukha l'chabot. I like know that. I like rachim. So why does this bracha start Baruch? V'yesh l'amar. Hol v'lo niskina sham ela l'omar l'krakim k'shashachach v'tzevach l'itzeinu ein zekari smukha v'tzarech psicha b'baruch. Period. As in, what does that mean? Since we often don't say it, right? It's only nitkan, and it was only instituted when you say it, when you forget what it say. So that's not considered smucha. And therefore he writes, it's not considered smucha. You have to start Baruch Atah Hashem, which is what we say in the Gemara, which is what I have a pasuk. You say Baruch Atah Hashem. Okay. Now, a word on that before we jump. Just a word on that, because I think it's, I don't want to get too confused here, because Tosos is going to segue into a whole different point. The Rashba. What does the Rashba say on this question of Tosos? So look at the Rashba. The Rashba says, "Mistaber the chalhani b'sheinenu, v'cheinami chasimasa b'shein." The time of the Mosul, if he should ain on brachos kavuas. Chayim v'chal ha-brachos amurus v'perak ha-roya. Okay, and he goes on. Rabbi said, we saw this Ravid. How does the Ravid answer this kasha? What's the Ravid's answer to the kasha of Tosos? Why is it that this bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam? So, it's not like totally different. How does he say it? How does the Ravid learn? Why is it start Baruch Atah Hashem? Time in the Milsa, the Fisha Einan Brachos Kavuas, right? Very similar, no, approach to that line of Tosos. That Ravid we talked about. When did we talk about this Ravid? Anyone remember when we talked about this Ravid?
We talked about this Ravid.
Jonathan, we spoke about this Ravid. No one remembers? No one? Reuben, you don't remember this Ravid? Zero. What did we talk about this Ravid?
What's that mean? Exactly,
time in the Milsa. He says the reason why we don't say Baruch Atah Hashem. But the reason why we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shanas and Shabbosos, that in that bracha, what's the reason? Because it's not a bracha kavua. All right, any recollection? No, zero, nothing. Matt, anything? When did we see this Ravid? We saw this Ravid quoted. So it quoted by the Torah. We saw the Ravid actually in its origin, in its original form, if you recall. We said in the whole discussion of Zimun Deraisa Derabanan, if you look at the origin of this Ravid, the Ravid says what he says, and he says, and that's why Zimun doesn't start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam.
Because
it's not Kavua. If you're eating by yourself, the Ravid said, you don't say Zimun. If you eat by yourself, you don't say Zimun, so clearly Zimun is not a Kavua Bracha. Whenever there's a Bracha that's not Kavua, it doesn't start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Ruben, does that make sense to you? So far so good. What's added in the Ravid, which is not our sugya, it's just the Raj who's talking about the Ravid, what's added there in the original form of original words of the Ravid, and then he says, and you should know Zimun, which is Daraisa, yada yada yada, doesn't have Baruch Atah Hashem. And we jumped because we said, for the Ravid, it's clear that Zimun is Daraisa. They're very excited about this Ravid. On the sugya of Zimun Deraisa Derabanan, we mentioned this Ravid. Right, Jacob, that's where we mentioned this Ravid when we discussed Zimun Deraisa Derabanan. And for us now, coming back full circle, right, what is the Ravid teaching us now? The same is so, that if it's a bracha she'ena kavua, you do not say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Okay, that's the Shita's Ravid. Not terribly different than Tosos. The language is slightly different. Tosos doesn't go into it so much. But that's what the Ravid says. Good? Are we clear here? That's the answer that we're saying to this question. Why is it that you don't have Baruch Atah Hashem on these brachos? Okay. Zach, you had a point?
Yeah, on the thing that not being kavua earlier, Zman, you do the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, all that,
you know,
about how
you're,
it's also to do malacha, shah, barach.
It's also to do malacha when?
When you're saying brachos.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
So if it's not kavua, then is it even a bracha?
It's still a bracha. It may not be kavua, but
so I think... So it's more, like, lenient and correct for someone's own, if it's not kavua, as well as
not kavua
bracha?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not convinced that would be the case. I'm not convinced that would be the case. Okay. There's a second part of Tosos that we didn't read. Let's read that now inside. Okay, let's back inside Tosos. What does Tosos say? He brings up a whole new point. What's his point? It sounds like he's asking the kasha. Uvebrachos shall yudches brachos kulam smuchos lebrachos kelchai v'kayam. Sounds like he's asking a kasha. Now, what is this kasha that he's asking? What's bothering Tosos? I think there's a sefer called "What's Bothering Rashi."
Yeah.
There's a sequel that maybe we should put out. What's bothering Tosos? Chaver, what's bothering Tosos?
Well, I guess
Jacob, what's bothering Tosos? What's bothering?
Well, he's like the Rashba that if brachos are, or if a bracha is a smicha to another bracha, like you can't have melachet. So how does it's the other way around. That right? How does Shmona Esrei start without melachet?
Oh, excellent, beautiful. That's bothering. That's bothering Tosos. Samish, go ahead. That's bothering Tosos. Right?
How does Shmona Esrei not
start? Why doesn't Shmona Esrei start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam?
Tosos not hold that?
No one holds that.
No.
Your Shmona Esrei starts Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam?
Oh,
no way.
No,
way, right?
Is that why where we get smucha? Like, is that where we get the word smucha?
I don't think so. I don't think so. We'll come back to something here. That's his question. It doesn't read Tosos. I noticed that this Tosos, as last Tosos, doesn't read so smoothly. I don't know. Whoever wrote these two Tosos in, they wrote it together. And it doesn't. It doesn't read well, right? It doesn't read well. It doesn't read well. But that's clearly his question.
What?
He basically, it's like a nekuda sentence, stop. Now there's a new question. He's asking, what's going on with the brachas of Yud Ches, of the Shmona Esrei? How come it doesn't start? Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Okay, so he gives two answers. The first answer he says, Kulam smuchos lebrachos kel chai v'kai. They're all samoch to the brachos of kel chai v'kai. This also raised many eyebrows. What in the world is he talking about? Now, the Marsha is bothered by this Tosos. He says, Lo yadana kavanasa. Mau. I have no idea what Pshat and Tosos is, the Marsha talking. I have no idea. What is he talking about? What's this bracha of Kelchai v'kayim? What are we talking about? V'im nomar, says the Marasha, kavanasa al berchas gal Yisrael. Okay, now, I hear that. Where does gal Yisrael take on a name Kelchai v'kayim? So he says, v'kari le berchas Kelchai v'kayim ka'amur ba l'malach Kelchai v'kayim. Right, we notice if you look in...
I thought it was the Marasha.
One second, you're jumping. If you look in the bracha of, the last bracha, like as you get closer in Ezra Savaseinu, right, you look, we say, L'melech Kelchai v'kayam. We say it in Yotzer HaMeoros. Correct, we're going to get there. But we also say, L'melech Kelchai v'kayam. Look in your davening, you see it there. You'll see it there. So maybe that's what he's talking about, which is a stretch. No, John, that's a stretch, that Melech Kelchai V'Kayim is the name for the bracha of Gal Yisrael. He didn't know the name of Gal Yisrael.
Well, it happens way before also.
It happens a few... It's right before Micha Mocha. There's a lot in between. It's also like a random line. Like, why would you call that bracha the bracha of Kelchai V'Kayim? It does bother... It should bother you. It's a very strange thing. Says the Marasha, and therefore, because it's samoch to this Einat Sarach Malchus, Dim King, Gam Baruch Atah Hashem L'Boy B'Psichas Yitchas. Ko B'Shar Baruch Hashem Yitchas. Question number one. Even if you can get over this hump, right, Uven, you can get over this hump, says the Marasha, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me it's mamash samach l'chavrata, meaning to Gal Yisrael, that's the way I'm going to refer to it. If that's the pshat, says Tosfos, I understand. So why does it start Baruch Atah Hashem? Why does Shmona Esrei start Baruch Atah Hashem? It should start okay, Abraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov. Right? Meaning, if indeed it's samach l'chavrata, so don't just cross out Malach HaOlam, cross out the whole beginning. Right? Because it shouldn't have Baruch Atah Hashem either. No, Zach, that's a strong kasha. Kasha number one. What's kasha number two? A very strong kasha. Kasha number two is 1 second. That would explain, okay, if you can get past everything, that would explain why Shachris, Marib, you know, it doesn't start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Malach HaOlam. But Mincha? Musa? No? Does that make sense?
Right, that's awesome.
What about Mincha and Musa?
Right.
Ruvay, Mincha Moslav. Is there any Gal Yisrael before Mincha Moslav? Obviously not. So what's Pshak? What's going on here? This is the Kasha that the Marasha asks. Now, I saw in the Tzlach. Tzlach has a long piece here. Did I put any of it down?
I did. Yeah.
Okay, so there's a long piece here in the Tzlach. For now, I'd like to go to the end of it, where he comes up with another suggestion, which I think some of us here are mechavim to. What does the Tzlach say? The Tzlach says, no, we're not talking about Kilchai V'Kayam in Ezra Sab Hussein. What are we talking about? It's nearly as tidy. We're talking about what? Kilchai V'Kayam in Asher B'Var Mariv
Aravim. That the whole thing is so much in one bracha.
Yes. And then in
which is the first bracha of Kriya Shma Shel Arav, which actually makes sense because
also,
that's where you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam.
I don't know. You also
say that you have a more Baruch Atah Hashem after.
Right. They're all relying on the original Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Meaning all of those Baruch Atah Hashems are not the full. Well, they are. They're all some of. And it all starts with this first one. Right? That's where it all starts. So, you know, it doesn't answer everything. It doesn't answer everything. There's still some major questions. It's a little easier to swallow in terms of Kachai V'Kayim. I think that makes it a little bit easier. He also deals with the other problem that the Marshal himself raises, which is, it is what it is, which is, you know, well, what about Musaf HaMincha? And what does he say for most of them? And he says, you're right, but this is what he says. I'm just telling you what he says here. He says, Rov tefilos are smuchos of Rebbe's Kriyashma. What does he mean by that, Rov tefilos? What does that mean, that Rov tefilos are smuchos of Rebbe's Kriyashma? Listen, Shachas, men. Shachas and Marv. Right? Who davens Mincha anyway? That's true. Very loud. Hopefully, you all daven Mincha. Even the Chevra don't daven Mincha with us. We'll daven Mincha. So Rov Tfilos, says the Marsha, says the Tzlach, has Baruch Atah Hashem. Okay, still the Rov Tfilos have this and are Samach L'Chavita. So therefore, even though Mincha isn't, we don't differentiate. That's basically what he's saying. So we're out of time. We'll finish this up with someone on Sunday. We have a lot to discuss Sunday. Also, some